Right now, it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein. She's got her skates on right now and roller skating all around the region in just a few moments. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. Looking outside, I'd just rather turn around and go back to bed, but it's not to be.
Yeah.
Much too much going on,
as
you said.
There is. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. So tonight we have the doubleheader in Falls Village, the Finance Board and Selectmen. But at the same time, we also have a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in Canaan, which
yep.
promises to be crowded. They're going to be talking about an application for asphalt and doing hot, you know, permitting it,
yep.
production. So again, I'll have to be cloned.
Norfolk has their annual town meeting tonight.
Who does?
Norfolk.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so, yeah, it's just crazy Monday.
But Tuesday is crazy as well.
Okay.
You got the Board of Selectmen in Sharon at 2, Zoning Board of Appeals in Salisbury. You've got the Norfolk Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Town of Kent, Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting. I mean, it's nuts. And Falls Village Rec has a meeting on Tuesday.
Just too much. Yes.
It's amazing.
Amazing. And then later on in the week, we start with art shows Friday night.
Right here in Sharon. And
yes, Lakeville. Down at Standard Space. We have the elementary art show, and over at the White Gallery in Salisbury, the Blue and Gold at the White, which is for the high school kids. So always, those are great.
And the
really
Blue and Gold at the White is a juried show. And
mm-hmm.
and also, 80% of the proceeds go to the students, and 20% goes
back
the program.
To the school,
yep.
which is to the art department. And those kids, I mean, the pieces of artwork are fabulous.
Yeah.
And it gives the kids an opportunity to see their works and, you know, be judged and have exposure. It's really wonderful. Tino and his wife have done a fabulous job with that each year. On Saturday, you can go to Lime Rock Park for the open house. They're going to have all kinds of vendors and activities, and they're going to be giving money to the Little Guild and is it Al's? The
Little Guild of St. Francis and, oh, gosh. Oh,
yeah.
And I think it's Al's Kitchen. Yeah,
I think it is, too.
But we'll have the Bargain Barn will be there with a pop-up shop, so you can
terrific.
Donate.
Okay.
This is what people don't realize what Skip Barber does. There's a whole section of vendors there that are nonprofits that can do stuff there. It really is amazing.
Yeah. Food pantry, yes. It
yeah.
is going to the food pantry in Lakeville and to the Little Guild. Yes, and all kinds of things, and you can come and see the track in action. For those who may have never been there, and it's right in your backyard, you can get to see it and walk around and have an open house.
You know, and you got Hunt has their Hunt, DM Hunt Library has their homegrown plant sale because they like to tie that in with the big one down the road.
Right, yes. Trade Secrets is coming along. And Cornwall Library is holding an anniversary. It's, I think, 150th anniversary. There's going to be an open house and things to do there. And then there are kayak races that are going along the river. And I know in Cornwall they're trying to spiffy up the bend in the river parking area that's just been redone so that folks can get can stand there and watch the races. So just you name it, there's things to do.
Well, there's the craft fair at the Sharon Congregational Church on Saturday. Then the Salisbury Artisans Group.
The Artisans Group is going to be at the White Hart.
White Hart for two yep. days, Saturday and Sunday. And I think it's 20 or 25% of the proceeds go to benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund.
Right. I'm going back to bed.
I know it's a crazy weekend.
If it just stopped raining, it would help.
You know, you've got the art exhibition at the DM Hunt Library, which is opening up. The Tremaine Gallery has an art exhibition
yep.
opening up. Then there's the Falls Village Daycare Center has their auction.
Oh, right. Yes,
on
I
Saturday,
did hear
to,
that, too.
To yep. air condition the whole place. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's
just unbelievable. So don't ever say there's nothing to do in Northwest Corner. So this past week, the Salisbury Selectmen focused on buildings, it appeared. They talked about the railroad station, which you are very familiar with,
yep.
the old railroad station where you once broadcast from, I remember. trying to find some way to occupy that. It's been sitting vacant, and they'd like to see it occupied. So they're talking about ways that they can maybe attract people to that building. One building they don't want to attract people to is the old Chinese restaurant on Main Street. They were talking about the poor condition and the, being an eyesore right on Route 44, and hopefully that maybe they can figure out some way to get something done there. While they were there, they going into Town Hall now, you can notice the brand new steps and ramp.
And now they'll start working on the handicap ramps.
Right. Yeah. The steps are done, and the ramp, if the rain ever stops, I'm sure it will get done. But they do look nice, and
They're legal.
Yes. Yes, right, exactly. So that was a lot of the talk at the Salisbury Selectmen's meeting. And we have that great program that Peter Vermilia does at the high school, where he focuses on decades and has alum come back and talk to the kids about what it was like in those times. And this past Friday, it was the 1970s, and the kids were fabulous, and the questions were great, and the answers were great. And I was very interesting talking to Peter. 15 came back to the high school to talk, and of those 15, 8 were graduates of the high school. 8 were people who work at the high school currently. So they've gone off, graduated, done their thing, and come back to work either as staff or faculty. And you remember the 70s, Marshall.
I most certainly do.
So it's a great
anyway.
Program he does. And what they do is these oral interviews are archived, and they go to the University of Massachusetts to be put on file so people can listen to them.
All right.
So, okay, so we're off and running, and next week we'll be reporting back on all those things, hopefully, we got to this week.
All right, bat down the hatches and put that raincoat on, Ruth.
Put that
yeah, you need that slicker.
And take my roller skates off and put the boots on instead.
All right, Ruth, we'll
speak
to you next
week. All right, guys, have a wonderful week.
You too, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.